cumin. That's really it.
And love.
Oh, we got our first customer. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi, welcome. And what's your name?
Brie.
Hey, Brie. This is the vegan six bean chili. And then over there is the meat chili, but it's not quite done yet. But you're welcome to taste this one if you want. Then there's different garnishes too. Cilantro, Mexican cheese, onion, cheddar cheese, nopales over here if you want to throw that on there.
At first, you know, I wasn't too sure about it.
Thanks for your honesty.
Yes, yes. It kind of reminds me of a Hispanic soup, pozole. And I feel like it'd be perfect with like some lime or lemon. But I give it out of 10, maybe an 8.
You said at first you were a little bit skeptical when you saw it. Tell me why.
Most of the beans I haven't heard of, but this is really good.
8 out of 10 good.
I haven't tried the other one yet, so I can't compare it to anything.
Okay, true, true. So welcome our next contestant on Peace, Love, and Soup. So what's your name?
People call me St. James. Yeah, I'm a cook.
Tell us about your chefing background.
Not a chef. There's a lot of respect to be called a chef, and so I shy away from that characterization.
Would you call me a chef?
Possibly.
Well, first taste, then tell. She's stirring her beans. She is now ladling, and St. James is digging in with a spoon.
Oh, wow. That's delicious. That garlic, it's so good. Oh, my God. And when you do, like, the puree for, like, a chili or a soup, just, like, gives it that nice, robust, creamy, where it's not too soupy. It almost becomes like a bisque. It's perfectly balanced with the onions. Yeah, I'm into it.
Hey, well, thanks for dropping by.
So Brian, Nadia here is trying our white chili.
Look at how beautiful a plate looks. Do you really know how to work a buffet?
I go for color. I have my green cilantro here, my red salsa, my yellows and browns from the chili. The Japanese say that you should have, I think, 7 or 8 different colors in your meal, and it makes more delicious. And so I try to abide by that when I can. It's all about the aesthetics. You know, I think when you enhance the smell and the flavor and the color, and, you know, it all just kind of makes for a better meal.
I'm so excited for you to taste this and give me your reaction.
This is really delicious. So I get something that's kind of tangy, which is really unusual for me in a chili, but I like it.
Now, are you saying citrus, but without saying citrus?
I don't know what the secret ingredient is.
It's coriander.
Oh my gosh. That's why I didn't say citrus.
Thank you, Nadia. Enjoy, enjoy. And our next fabulous contestant stepping up to the crock pot is, can you introduce yourself, sir?
Hi, my name is Matthew, and I'm a big fan of soup. Always have been, always will be. And yeah, I'm looking forward to giving this a good go here. I smelled it coming around the corner, and yeah, just wanted to thank you for doing what you're doing.
Our pleasure. We were inspired by Tommy. He was like, I'm going to make my chili on the corner of the street, and why don't you whip up a soup?
That's fun. Yeah, I love just everything about it. 10.
10.
You know, full on 10.
Would you make it at home?
Yeah, I would. Sometimes it seems like it might be a little better doing it out here in the sun. It's like campfire cooking or whatever. I've been seeing the Peace, Love, and Soup podcast on the KB website. I like them a lot. This is fun doing it here in person.
Thanks, Matthew. So welcome. Will you introduce yourself?
I'm the development director, Becky Myers.
What brought you here today?
I came for the chili. I hear it is amazing. Wonderful tanginess. Good amount of cumin.
We haven't had a cumin response yet.
I think that the textures meld really well together. Perfect vegan chili for the summer.
Thanks.
Oh, no, thank you.
So what's your name? Welcome to our little Papa Peace, Love, and Soup chili corner here at KBU.
I'm Johnny. My buddy's coming, Johnny Cool. I got an eight-piece band. Johnny Cool's Big Fat Swing Set.
Awesome. So what do you think of our six-bean chili?
I got a good spice to it.
Are you vegan?
I try not to label myself because that way, you know, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. When I'm taking a big break from meat and things like that, I don't want people to say, oh, look at you eating meat now. Exactly. And I'm just like, well, it's how my body feels. Let's go with the flow.
Give me some specifics about what you like about it.
I like the onions. I'm a man about flavors. I'll be back for the other kind of chili, too, the meat chili. You know, I'm in both worlds.
So we have another person stepping up to our vegan chili booth.
My name's Tom.
Tom, where are you from?
I'm from KBU.
Is that a new state or country? What?
It's a state of mind. Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, it's just got a tiny little bit of residual heat. It's slow. I like slow.
Thanks. I really am just about on the verge of tears about that. That's really wonderful to know that it lives up to the Tommy Hollywood's competition standards.
We're missing something. What's going on now?
This is called the first dump. Yeah, it's going to release in a little bit here. It's going to start smelling like chili now. In addition to regular garlic, I also use some granny garlic. You can't hurt yourself too much with too much garlic. When you get toward the kicker, which is the very last stage, that's the kind of stuff that you would want to put at the last, so you get a fresh renewal of the garlic and the onion and stuff. Because it changes over the period of time that you're cooking this. So you are bringing it in for a landing, you're steering it into the parking lot, and she's putting her nose in it now.
It smells like chili. Wow. And it's beautiful red.
Do you mind if we photograph your chili?
It's quite all right. I have an artist release form right here.
Hello, what's your name? Welcome.
I am Bill Dodge. I'm kind of a veteran. I volunteered here when I was 17 in the summer of 1976. I was there when the first Monday sampler started. Uncle Mort was in that time slot for about 25 years before Matt.
Also known as Fortunato.
Did you know something about Matt Clark that he probably hasn't told you? They used to shut off the transmitter at 1 a.m. on Fridays, and it was just static. This is in the mid-70s, and Fortunato said, I'll do it. So he was on for many years between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. And he usually ended with a reading of some kind, much like his theater show that he's doing now. It's true that there was no late night radio to speak of, especially on Friday nights, because Fortunato started it in the mid-70s.
He did not share that with us.
Modest. And he probably didn't have time to tell you in between all the other stuff that goes on in that show.
Yeah, Tommy.
Oh, sorry, one sec. Tommy, welcome back.
Yeah. Who are you?
Oh, my name is Brian from Peace Lemon Soup, bringing you significant soup each month along with culture, cooking, and conversation.
Audio nourishment for both the heart and the mind.
We are back to part two of preparing this contest-winning, competition-style chili.
I think it's time to start with three of these serrano peppers and put some slits in them.
And just throw them in?
Toss them in there. Did you know that they're putting hydrogen in our water now?
What?
Hi, I'm Phil G.
And sir, have you been on the radio before?
I host the Forest of Fenario on KBOO Portland. It's my little corner of the musical universe.
Would you like to record your reaction to having our six-bean white chili?
I'm a big fan of whoever made the vegan chili. And it looks like it has some pozole in it. And I'm adding some onions to this to garnish it up to make it extra delicious. Oh, look at this, nopalitos. So now this makes the chili even more slimy. I will say this is extremely tasty. It's filling. One of the things that Portland really specializes in are faux meats. So it almost has a faux chicken vibe to it.
I think it's the hominy.
On a scale of 1 to 10, as far as heat goes, it's kind of mild. I would call it maybe a 3. And I'm hoping that nobody else shows up to have any of this so I can have more.
Done. Well, brilliant, sir. Thank you for your clear words. We have another guest at our vegan bowl.
Marcia.
Hello, Marcia.
Oh, nice to meet you. I'm looking forward to tasting this.
We'd love to know what you think.
Now, this is the white chili. 5 beans? Six beans.
If you count the wax beans.
Okay. Well, you got to count all the beans.
Are you an accountant?
No, I'm not. Mmm. I would have never thought to do a 6-bean chili. What a wonderful idea.
It just sort of came to us when we were in the grocery store.
We were inspired on the spot. Yeah, and it happens a lot, actually.
And Brian said, well, gosh, we could just get like one can of each, a number of different kinds.
We were limited to the color, though. We wanted white.
So it was your creativity. Very nice.
And then Tavi found the hominy, this Mexican corn that was white. We're like, we got to put that in there, too.
Perfect. I approve. I like the flavors. I like that there's a little kick to it.
You look like a spicy girl.
And it lingers. But it's not an assault, which I really like. Because some, it's like your dragon mouth, quick, give me milk. It's not heavy. It's not like, okay, this is chili. You know, you taste it and you say, hey, this is pleasant. It's a nice diversion.
I am loving your descriptive review. Are you a writer? I'm going to nail this down. You're not an accountant. Maybe you're a writer. Are you a writer?
Well, I do some writing, but I'm here on KBOO alternating with Nick Geffro, where Jazz Lives, and I sit on the PDX Jazz Board of Directors. So there's a lot of interaction, a lot of artsy connection around this wonderful town. It's a wonderful town.
I agree.
Really.
All right, so we're back at Tommy's pot.
Putting a little bit more paprika in. more Camino.
This is dump number 2 or 3?
Technically number 3. Who's counting?
You know, it's kind of shiny.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. It's real close.
And why do you say close? What is it missing?
I think the meat's probably done. I'm getting a little bit of heat. It takes like a minute or minute and a half in your mouth for it to fully wrap around. It needs some salt because I have not put any salt. This is kosher salt. Some people put masa flour in to thicken it. I just prefer to reduce the chili until it gets thicker. Taste it. See what you think.
There's so much going on in it.
My only thought is, should it be hotter?
It's ready.
It's safe now, and you can always add some. Some people put chopped onions and cheese on top, maybe a little bit of rice underneath. So go ahead and load yourselves up, and this is pretty much in the zone.
Now, wait, I didn't hear a bell ring or anything, Tommy. Do you bang on something?
Oh, I don't have a bell. Okay. It's soup.
Hi, my name's Anthony. I am one lucky intern here at KBOO, and I have just had the carnivore version of the chili, which I don't typically eat meat, but this chili, it's really savory because it's been simmering for hours. Is definitely worth it.
Ray, what do you say?
I'm sold. It's the perfect level of spice. The meat, you can just kind of gum it. It falls apart. It's so tender. It is perfect. Little cheese on top, I'm good.
That's the first time I've ever heard that term, gumming it. That is exactly what it is with that meat.
We tried to poison and ruin his chili when he left, but it appears it didn't work, and he's going to take the crown again.
To prove that chili is indeed a soup, Brian is drinking some of the juice.
It is a soup. That meat has dissolved in my mouth. Mmm. The spicy theater going on in my tongue. And as Tommy described it earlier, yes, it starts at the beginning, the tip, and then it spreads its way back to the back of my tongue.
I liked watching you draw shapes in the air with the spoon when you're trying to think of how to describe it. It's like I got a visual of what it tasted like.
What can I say to that?
So I'll have a bite of Tom's without all the stuff, and then I'll have a bite with. What? It's hearty but delicate at the same time. If red meat could be light, that's what this is.
Don't miss that juice like dripping to the side of your plate.
Mmm. It's got legs to it, but I don't think it's that spicy. It's interesting to me, too, because when I think of chili, I think of more of like a stew-like consistency, but this really does have like what I would call a broth to it, this chili con carne. So interesting to know that that's how they do it down there in Texas.
You can see why he's a winner.
And if you really want to find out about chilies, one of the best things you can do is go to a chili cook-off and become a judge and try 16 different chilies in a row.
We've got tricks that we learned from Tommy here today. So keeping your meat tender by constantly keeping the liquid level over the top of it, putting your spices in different dumps, even potentially reserving some raw garlic and raw onions to put in at the end if you feel like it, depending on how you're driving and where you're trying to park your vehicle. So Tom, I'm super thankful for you doing this for us, obviously. But the chili was amazing. The broth, I mean, it really is the epitome of soup.
I guess it is then. It's not really chili, it's soup.
Good job.
Yay, Tommy.
Yay, all of us. Yay, KBOO. Bringing people together around radio and food.
So you say that your podcast goes on for 17 hours?
We could have it play back at a faster rate. It'd all sound like Minnie Mouse.
The end.
I just want to say thank you. I'm speechless, delicious, and pleasure.
The amazing Tom Hood, multi-talented man, engineer, chili champion, composer, comedian, friend to all, and all-around good guy. Yeah.
I'm glad you like the chili.
You people get out of my house, please.
You please leave me alone.
Tommy, thanks for the chili. That was awesome. I got hit the road.
Thank you for listening to Peace, Love, and Soup.
Audio nourishment for both the heart and the mind.
Next to jazz music, there's nothing that lifts the spirit and strengthens the soul more than a good bowl of chili. Harry James, big band trumpeter.
And by Tom Hood, you can't hurt yourself too much with too much garlic. All right, all you peace, love, and soup listeners out there. So for next month, we are going to be bringing you
everybody's favorite summer fruit, watermelon.
Yes!
Yes.
I love it.
It's going to be a cold watermelon soup.
We are totally staying away from the kitchen this summer, aren't mm-hmm. we?
Yeah, we really are.
Exciting.
It's going to be a really refreshing thing and a nice way of finishing off those hot summer months.
Stay tuned or tune in then
exactly.
to find out all our secrets that we learn about watermelons.
I've got some different things you can do with watermelon seeds even.
I cannot wait.
We'll also learn about Ayurvedic ways of eating fruit, which if what? You want to find out more about, listeners, you'll have to tune back in to some really great summertime fun.
I'm going to go float now.
All right, let's go float. Until next month.
Chill out, man. If you want more information,
please go to kboo.fm/peace, love, and soup.
And you can also like us on Facebook.
Easy, just Peace, Love, and Soup on Facebook.
I'm having a blank.
HR Genius. Highly recommended grooves.
Yeah. Love me. Pumps on. All
right. Welcome back to Peace, Love, and Soup Live. Brian and I are here, and we're going to be with you for about the next 15 minutes. A lot has happened since we recorded that episode, and Tommy Hollywood has retired from KBOO. He was here for decades, doing all sorts of wonderful, magical stuff, and now he's going to be doing music full-time, so best of luck to Tommy and his music.
And speaking of music, Tave and I are chillaxed and ready to chat with today's special guest, local musician and Peace, Love, and Soup contributor, Notorious Jai. Hey, Jai.
How you doing, guys?
Hey. I heard you had a new name.
Yeah, I changed it to Sugi Ponson.
Sugi Ponson.
Sugi Ponson. This may take me the whole 10 minutes that we have left. Okay.
Sugi.
Sugi.
Like sugar.
Sugar. Sugi.
Ponson.
Ponson. Okay.
Yeah. Will you want to tell us what it means?
The Ponson means like pot belly. And Shuggie is just like Suge Knight. He was like a rap executive, very notorious, and the CEO of Death Row Records.
So this makes sense that you go from
he's
being
locked up now.
Notorious Jai to Shuggie Ponson, and also Sweet Belly.
Exactly. Nice. You know the vibes.
Are you a spicy, mild, or medium kind of guy?
You know, I have different vibes.
Okay.
Chili mean.
Oh, was I supposed to ask about chili?
Was it about chili?
Oh, I thought I was asking him about himself.
No, hey, I like spicy chili all day. This is live.
That's true. I forgot.
I was asking him what kind of guy he was. I didn't know I was supposed to ask him about chili, Brian. Well, so Jai, thanks again for letting us feature your music in a number of our episodes from season one. Most recently, listeners, you would have heard Cherry Tomatoes ending our episode 6, whether you heard it live last month at KBOO, or whether you're listening to it and streaming it online. So what have you been doing musically since your release of Cherry Tomatoes?
Well, I went back home to New York, had coffee with my grandmother almost every morning, and musically I just, you know, learned how to make beats. I came back and got with my man Sam Seif, and we started a collective called Highly Recommended, HRGs, because we're highly recommended Gs, you know what I'm saying, or Gods. We've just been like working on his project and working on some music, just new vibes.
Nice. So you've moved into producing is what it sounds like.
Yeah, like more of just executive producing and creative directing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be like funding the homies' projects. I'm like really taking this this Suge Knight thing seriously. I just want to put out music. I want to be involved in like the bigger picture of projects. Help the homies like come together and figure out what they want to do together, you know. And
is it a very collaborative, friendly group here in Portland, or are you talking like nationally? Like, what when you talk of your group?
Well, yeah, my group is national. You know, I have friends in New York and Georgia and out here in Portland that all, you know, make music. People in Chicago, and but you know, Highly Recommended right now is just, you know, just a group of people in Portland.
Who are some of your other collaborators?
You know, my man Sam Seif, my man Carizzi. He has the vibes, you know. He comes with he has such an amazing voice. My man Pete Banks, he's like a narrator, you know. He should be on the radio, actually. Okay. I should get him in here. Word. My man Fee, you know, my main man, right hand, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He has a lot of names. Some call him Flo.
One of the things I like about Phoenix is he's a culinary person as well. He takes his food super seriously.
Purple potatoes.
Yeah.
All his music is about food. Yeah, I'm excited for his project that we're going to be recording that this week, actually.
Nice. Yep.
My man Baki, somebody else that I work with. He does a lot of things with Andre Middleton.
Nice. Andre Middleton and Friends of Noise, which promote the importance of music for people of all ages and venues supporting artists of all ages. So I love that you're doing this too, Jai.
Do you do this at home or do you do this?
Yeah, I just built my studio at the crib. Okay. If anybody has any equipment that they want to donate, my email address is jaihurdle@gmail.com. jaihurdle@gmail.com.
Maybe we should play a little bit of something that you want to...
Yeah, I want to play something off of Sam Sife's album, #Focus, and it's called Come Through. It's an R&B song.
That's good. You gotta work with him.
Oh, it's gonna happen. Yeah.
One of the things I showed you. Everything you want, yeah, girl. Everything you want is for me.
Word.
That is so awesome.
What? That's beautiful.
Totally.
Now, are you singing on that at all?
Yeah, I was on that. Yeah. I was making my voice. Like, we just went back and forth.
Well, I love that you're singing more. I know you do a lot of rapping as well.
Word. You actually are the one who told me I should sing more, so that's why I do it.
I'm so glad to hear that.
I'm trying to make Tave proud.
Wow.
Tell us what the name of your new singing project is.
It's called Baby Elephant, and it's going to come out, but yeah.
Well, let's take it back then. So when did you first start rapping and or singing?
Man, I probably started singing before I rapped, but I just never thought I was good.
I disagree. Go ahead.
But hey, I mean, as a kid, I always wanted to sing. I used to listen to Michael Jackson and like jump around the house. I just like used to sing NSYNC songs all the time.
Sure.
And somebody told me I didn't sound good, so I stopped. But I like to rap too, so I just kept going with that. I don't know, just now I feel more free. It feels good to sing.
Do you do freestyle rapping ever?
Actually, that's the way that I record my music. I don't write anything. I just I punch everything in and just freestyle it.
Do you want to share a little freestyling with us here? It's like PG rated. You can say no.
Oh man. Sorry. I gotta not. I have to. What do you mean? Let's
rap about her beautiful new haircut.
All right.
Oh, thanks.
Here we go.
Got a freestyle at the top. What do I say? Probably talk about the haircut on Tave. It's so beautiful and cute. There's a lot of things that I think that I want to do. That's, I don't know.
Okay, wait. I gotta cut you off there.
I'm just gonna leave the room.
Or this is a private session.
No, it's chilly, right? We're supposed to be. We gotta spice things up here. So we were talking about the different ways that you write music. Talk to us about the whole process.
Well, I used to like write songs and then practice them forever and then go and record and get frustrated because it didn't come out the way that I imagined. But now I just get a beat, I upload it onto my program. I use Logic. Okay. And I just start freestyle. I just start mumbling, coming up with like melodies, and I just record it, and whatever sounds good, I keep.
So like one song could be a variety of things that you were playing around with.
Yep, okay. Exactly. And my favorite thing is the collaborative, like working with my friends. Me and the homies, you know, we all have studios. We just go to each other's houses and just make it happen. Whatever happens, I'm not gonna censor anything. I'm not gonna overthink what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I used to be so frustrated making music because I was just a perfectionist. But somebody told me the other day that perfection is the death of artistry.
Well, you can't please everybody. And exactly. It's just like writing or music or even the podcast. Like, we experience this all the time.
And inevitably, serendipitous stuff happens. You'll have these things that'll drop in your lap. Someone will say something and it'll be right in sync with some other thing that you're already covering. And it's
that's the highlight of collaborative work.
It is. Yeah.
Exactly.
Kind of magical. I'm actually getting goosebumps thinking about it. So you grew up in Queens in New York. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about this history of hip hop and how this started in New York with public school system. Word.
Well, this was back in the day. I didn't grow up during this time. I just want to make that
clear.
You're
not clear. That
old. Well, I'm not that old, you know what I'm saying? But back in the
I'm that old, but you're not that old.
Back in the 70s, they took away the instruments in school. You know, they didn't have the funding for it. So there was no outlet. You know, there was no way for kids to make music. So they just would take the break beats and the records, and they would have these like get downs, the parties, and just break dance. You know, it didn't even start out with words. Like, people weren't even rhyming, and there was an MC that was supposed to cheer on the dancers. Mm-hmm. You know, but then the MC started like going back and forth with it, kind of battling each other with crews that were rapping. And I feel the history gets even deeper, because I was talking to my man about Islam and how Prophet Muhammad at the time, Arabs were big on poetry. They would just get together and like recite poems or surahs with each other. And Prophet Muhammad, his rhymes were like, oh, this dude is like, he's like, he was like the Jay-Z, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think that's the same thing. It's just the oral tradition. It's just now we also have computers.
Well, it's fascinating. It's also a testament to, we all need music in our lives, and we will find ways to make it happen no matter what.
So I hate to be the one to pull the cord, but
wait, how do people find out about your music, whether it's your own singing or rapping or the music that you're producing? So how do they find out about Shuggy Ponson?
So you can follow me on Instagram at Shuggy Ponson.
And if people want to hear older versions of your stuff, they would find you at Notorious J.A.I.?
Yeah, Notorious J.A.I. at SoundCloud. Right now, I need everybody to just listen to Sam Sipes' project, hashtag focus. People need to go on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music, and just rock that.
All right, we've come to the end of another fun live show. Thank you, Shuggy Ponson, a.k.a. Jai Hurdle.
Thank you, Tave and Brian.
Yes, thanks again. And thanks for listening out there to Peace, Love, and Soup Live with Brian Delaney and Tave Fache-Drake.
Audio nourishment for the heart and mind.
To find out more about us and listen to the past episodes, go to kboo.fm/peace-love-and-soup. Or you can also find us on Facebook and SoundCloud at Peace, Love, and Soup.
Thanks again to today's engineers. Thanks to Art Focus and Stage and Studio for sharing their time slots with us. They'll be back next week. Finally, Jai, we wish you the best of luck with the release of Baby Elephant. What song are we going to play out to? Tell me the name of it.
I Know You Heard My Song is the working title.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
I know you heard my song.
Hey,
I know you heard my song,
yeah.
I know,
hey,
you heard,
hey,
my song,
hey, hey,
you came front on me,
word,
you came front on me,
yeah.
You never answer when I call, but you be checking for me. You play my for your friends like you be repping for me, but if I ask you then you answer like, nah, I never heard it, knowing that you bumping my on the daily, baby, I swear. You gon' tell everybody that it's about you, knowing damn well that every song's about you. You got some pain inside, let this take it out you. This style is medicine, girl, you know what the vibes do.
This could be the one that could make you change your mind, girl. This could be the one that could make you say, yeah, that's that nigga that I did it.
You never hear my music, you be frontin' on me. You say you be out in the club, you be stuntin' on me.
Okay.
Remember days when you in love, you was rubbin' on me. Remember days you was in love, you was rubbin' on me. You say you never hear my music, you be frontin' on me. You say you be out in the club, you be stuntin' on me. Remember days you was in love, you was rubbin' on me. But you miss days you was in love, you was rubbin' on me. I know you got me fucked up, girls. Like the day we first met, it's like you locked up. Now you live with your regret, cause you fucked up. And you sending me a text like, what's up? Sorry, I'm working. I gotta hit you back when I'm done. But you gon' joke about the craft like I'm rapping for fun. And when a nigga get on, you gon' be tapping the funds. And I'ma think about it like, this girl is actually dumb.
This could be the one that could make you change your mind, girl. This could be the one that could make you say, yeah, that's that nigga that I did it, I know.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Voices of a People's History, a movement of movements, on Wednesday, July 10th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at Revolution Hall in Portland. Voices of a People's History celebrates diverse movement leaders by sharing their stories. Members of our community perform readings of notable speeches and essays from inspiring figures past and present, a radically empowering opportunity to hear the echoes of history in the present day. Again, that's Voices of a People's History, a movement of movements, on Wednesday, July 10th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Revolution Hall, 1300 Southeast Stark Street in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO at the Clinton is a monthly film series that benefits your community radio station. This month we'll host a screening of Motherload, Thursday, July 11th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater. Motherload is a crowdsourced documentary about a new mom's quest to understand and promote the cargo bike movement in a gas-powered, digital, and divided world. This film explores the themes of movement building, activism, and courage to go against the grain. Again, that's the screening of Motherload, Thursday, July 11th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Así que vamos a delirar, deliremos por un ratito.
Hoy marchamos por la democracia.